You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
Spider-Man tops April bestsellers. IDW teases Event Horizon comic. Marvel celebrates America. This is Comic Book Club News for May 9, 2025. April's best-selling comics are here, and right at the top of the chart is a fresh-faced new hero from Marvel taking the number one slot. Amazing Spider-Man, number one. Per ICV2, Marvel took back the top of the chart from DC Comics, which has been dominating since last October. Overall, the publisher nabbed 25 slots of the top 50, a smaller-than-usual showing, but still 50% of the list. In fact, a large chunk of that was due to Spider-Man. ASM number one took the top slot, while Godzilla vs. Spider-Man came in at number 8, ASM number 2 at number 9, Ultimate Spider-Man number 16 at number 10, and Predator vs. Spider-Man number 1 at number 11. Ultimate Wolverine also made a good showing, with the fourth issue at number 5 on the list. DC Comics came in a solid number 2 with 20 slots on the list, including Absolute Batman number 7 at number 2, Batman 159, aka the second part of Hattush, at number 3, and Absolute's Flash, Martian Manhunter, and Wonder Woman all in the top 10. However, this once again left little room in the top 50 for other publishers. The latest issues of Transformers, G.I. Joe, and the debut of Medieval Spawn all charted for Image Comics, and IDW's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 8 and Oni Press's Adventure Time number 1 both hit the charts as well. One little asterisk on this, Bad Ideas Planet Death number 0, which the publisher claims sold over a million copies, but was not included on ICV2's list, as the title was used in some stores as a free comic book day giveaway, and there was a database problem related to the bundles in which the title was sold. Oops. As previously announced at last year's New York Comic Con, IDW is releasing a comic based on the cult classic movie Event Horizon. Titled Event Horizon Dark Descent, the series will be written by Christian Ward, with art by Tristan Jones and colors by Pip Martin, and will be released as part of the IDW Dark line of books. Set before the events of the movie, the five-issue series will tell the story of the original crew of the Event Horizon. Per PR from IDW, quote, "What really happened to Captain Kilpak and the first crew as their ship journeyed across a nightmarish realm of torments beyond imagining. Abandon all hope as demonic forces, led by Paimon, the eyeless king of hell, unleash agony and pure evil upon the crew in a gripping story." Sounds fun. Event Horizon Dark Descent number 1 will hit stores on August 20. Wow. What better time than now to celebrate the United States of America? At least that's what Marvel thinks, as they're debuting variant covers honoring the 250th anniversary of the founding of the country starting this July, and rolling out new covers every month until next July, when the anniversary is actually happening. Not only will the covers feature iconic images like the Hulk as George Washington, and Moon Knight, Blade, and Werewolf by Night teaming up to, I think, kill Paul Revere, but they'll also pay homage to classic images from the 1976 Mighty Marvel Bicentennial Calendar, which featured art by John Romita Sr., Herb Trimpe, Gil Kane, and others. The first new cover will debut with Luciana Vecchio on Captain America number 1 in July, followed by Marcus Toe on Uncanny X-Men number 19 in August, and Chris Campana on Incredible Hulk number 29 in September. And then there will be 9 more after that, including the cover where Greg Land draws Paul Revere getting murdered. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and the only time I want to hear about Paul Revere getting murdered is when the Beastie Boys absolutely murdered that track on License to Ill. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.